O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Thank you, Cassidy. Thank you very much. That national anthem is brought to you by the Weinberg Center. Discover the best of performing arts. Visit the Weinberg today. Call them at 301-628-2828 to find out more.
A phenomenal rendition of our Star-Spangled Banner today as Nolan Santos is getting set to take the mound. And he will face a comforting Frederick starting lineup for the visiting West Virginia Black Bears. Leading off is the center fielder Cade Verduzco. Brody Farr behind him is the second baseman batting second. Noah Fisher, the third baseman, bats third. So the same three in the top three for all three games in this series. Nick Iannatone is in right field doing the cleanup duties. Caleb McNeely behind him at first base. RJ Johnson moves up to the sixth spot today. He's in left field. Justin Fogel did the catching last night and had an RBI double in the second inning. We'll have the DH duties here this afternoon. Kirk Liebert does the catching and bats eighth, and Tevin Tucker rounds it out batting ninth. So again, Verduzco, Farr, Fisher, Iannatone, McNeely, Johnson, Fogel, Liebert, and Tucker against the right-hander, Nolan Santos. For the keys this afternoon, Bryce Arnold leads it off at shortstop. Luca Danos bats second. He is the third baseman. Kendry Maduro in the three spot is at second base today. Brennan DeRiggi cleans things up at first. Pat Monteith right behind him in the five spot in right field. Brady Sirkonic does the DHing tonight, batting sixth. Irvin Escobar, who's catching his collegiate teammate, is behind the plate, batting seventh. Indiana Stanley, the left fielder, bats eighth. And A.J. Shaver, the center fielder, bats ninth. Again, Arnold, Danos, Maduro, DeRiggi, Monteith, Sirkonic, Escobar, Stanley, and Shaver. And they will go up against the southpaw for the West Virginia Black Bears, the tall lefty Dawson Taylor. Escobar fires it down to second base, and we are just about set to get underway for the final game of this three-game set here on Sunday Fun Day at Nimmo Field. Nolan Santos from Miami, Florida, the 6'1" righty. He'll be making his fifth start of the year, 1-0, a 2.25 ERA. First pitch of the ball game is inside to Cade Verduzco. The scorer mic very loud today. 1-0. That one gets the outside corner for a called strike. Home plate duties today belong to Brad Reedy. Dustin Fields at first base and Paul Wills at third. 1-1 inside. Just misses the corner. Santos works very fast. He has been definitely the top arm on this Frederick team this summer. This one skied out to right field and foul to even things at two. Verduzco, a 324 hitter with seven driven in. Was hit by a pitch and scored the game's first run to start the ball game last night. 2-2. Tapper to short. Fielder in a high hop. It goes over Arnold, actually, and into left field. Single. It'll be a base hit. as Verduzco reaches to lead off the game, and Arnold was ready to play that on the backhand on a high hop, and it hit something and catapulted over his glove and into left field. So that is how this afternoon's game starts. Brody Farr, the second baseman, will now dig in from the left side. First pitch from Santos, working from the stretches on the outside corner for a strike. Defense from left to right, Indiana Stanley, A.J. Shaver, and Pat Monteith. Danos and DeRiggi on the corners. Arnold and Maduro up the middle with Escobar doing the catching. Nothing in one pitch is in the air to left field. Going back on it, Stanley is still going back. He reaches up and makes the catch. A few steps shy of the warning track and fires it back in to second base. Verduzco, who is about halfway, will return to first. Allowed out number one. And Indiana Stanley, who's done a lot of catching this summer, but has played some corner outfield at times. Did a good job tracking that one there, running it down for the first out as Noah Fisher digs in from the right side. Verduzco getting a jumping lead off of first. As the first pitch misses high. Santos may want to or may consider throwing over at some point. A lot of active feet over there at first. He's not going. This one is in the air, high in the air to center field. Playable, however, for Shaver. He'll settle under it and make the catch for the second out. The other two games that were completed last night in the draft league, Trenton, after having their seven-game win streak snapped on Friday, got back in the win column with a 9-3 win in Williamsport. And then State College picks up the 9-4 win at Mahoning Valley. First one misses down and into Nick Iannatone, the right fielder. 235 hitter with 14 driven in. Now the runner will go. Santos throws to second base and is not in time. Arnold couldn't get the tag down. Verduzco, with Santos's back turned to him, just took off. Not sure if he heard to step off or not, but Verduzco, who had been dancing around for a lot of those next two at-bats after he reached, finally takes off and swipes the bag. So he's in scoring position. Arnold trying to keep him close. The 1-0 pitch in the air, left center field. Over is Stanley, however. He'll make the catch to end the inning. So leadoff single and then three flyouts. No runs, one hit, and one left for the Black Bears in the top of the first inning. As we go to the bottom of the first on the Keys Radio Network, it is Black Bears nothing, Keys coming up.
Multitaskers love logistics. That's why they love the UPS store for finishing and printing their documents, packing and shipping their packages, and convenient mailbox services. Visit your local UPS stores at 5257 Buckystown Pike or by phone at 301-620-8825. Visit UPS at Clemson Corner or give the store a call at 240-397-7473.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles, especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day. Tickets for firework nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Ready to get the bottom of the first inning started this afternoon after Nolan Santos works around a leadoff single in the top half of the inning. Nothing across for the Black Bears as the Keys will come to the plate. Again, it is Bryce Arnold, Luca Danos, Kendry Maduro, Brennan DeRiggi, Pat Monteith, Brady Sirkonic, Irvin Escobar, Indiana Stanley, and AJ Shaver. They will go up against the 6-foot left-hander from Boiling Springs, South Carolina, Dawson Taylor. As Bryce Arnold will be the first batter of the afternoon for the Keys, who are rocking the orange tops today. First one stays high. One ball and no strikes. Taylor making his sixth appearance this summer, first start. He's 2-0 with a 6.75 ERA. 1-0 pitch. Arnold fouls it off to even the count at one. 4 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 runs, just 1 strikeout to 4 walks. Pitched this year at North Greenville with Pat Monteith, who we will face at some point in this game, perhaps even in this first inning, as that one misses low to Arnold to make it 2-1. Taylor set, his 2-1 pitch is up and away. Bryce Arnold, a 294 hitter, 1 homer and 5 driven in. That homer was on the first pitch he saw in a Keys uniform a few weeks ago. He was one of the arrivals in that massive roster reshuffling that the Keys had a few weeks back. This one's up and in. And Arnold starts the bottom of the first inning with a walk. So that'll bring Luca Danos to the plate. And Arnold at first base is 0-2 in stolen base attempts this summer, but did steal plenty of bags with Campbell this spring. Danos at the hot corner today, digs in and takes the first pitch high. It's a 288 hitter with no homers, 7 driven in. Today playing in his 19th game with the Keys. Takes a strike of the knees this time, in and out of the glove of Liebert behind the plate. Even things at one. Danos has been with the Keys since opening night, even had the lone RBI in a 7-1 loss in Trenton on opening night. One is in for a strike again to make it 1-2. So we are winding down the draft-eligible portion of the draft league season. 1-2 to the plate. Slow chopper up the line. It's ruled foul, and it will roll foul regardless. The last game that this rendition of the Keys will play here at Nimmo Field is tomorrow. 6 o'clock game for the Fireworks Extravaganza against the Trenton Thunder, and then they will go to Trenton for one final game, and when they return home next Friday, it'll be a whole new ball club. 1-2 is down and in. That evens things up at 2. Plenty of players in this team, including on this team, we hear their names called starting next weekend as that one misses down and away to move it full to Danos. The MLB draft taking place as part of All-Star Weekend in Seattle. Starting with the opening rounds on July 9th. 3-2 is down and in. So back-to-back walks. Got ahead of Danos, but then lost it. First two reach to bring Kendry Maduro to the plate. And last night, Maduro hit what would have been a league lead tying 11th extra base hit. But given that the game was canceled, it won't show up in the stat sheet. But did have an RBI double that put the Keys on the board in the first inning yesterday. Swings here, grounds it through the left side for a hit. Arnold will be held at third. Now the ball is booted in left field by R.J. Johnson, but Arnold not able to capitalize. So that's the first hit for the Keys. It comes from Maduro. So he continues to climb the ladder in the hit column as well, does Kendry Maduro. Now in the tied for the league lead, a three-way tie with 25 hits. Brito of Trenton and Coates of Mahoning Valley also with 25 entering play today. And now a left-on-left matchup for the cleanoff man, Brennan Dorigi. Infield at the corners plays in. First one runs inside, and that one hit Dorigi. So that'll knock in a run, and it's 1-0 Keys. Still with nobody out here in the first. Now a North Greenville on North Greenville matchup, as here comes Pat Monteith. No outs recorded, only one ball put in play. But it's 1-0 Keys. First one to Monteith is in for a strike. Pat Monteith, a 308 hitter with three driven in. Singled in the second inning of yesterday's canceled contest. Corners stay in. And the 0-1 is up and away. Taylor's set. This pitch is up and away. It's actually Kobe Reeves who was pitching. I just realized that. Still a lefty, however. 2-1 pitch. Monteith in the air, center field. Going back, still going back at the wall. It's off the top of the wall. In to score is Danos. Right behind him, Maduro. It's a two-run double for Pat Monteith. And still with nobody gone in the first inning, it is 3-0 Keys. So Reeves actually comes in making his fifth start, 1-1 with an 0.96 ERA entering play. 18 2/3 innings pitched, 10 hits and 7 walks. Or 10 strikeouts and 7 walks, rather. The first one is up and away to Brady Cirkonic. And now that'll prompt a quick mound visit from the skipper, David Carpenter. Three nothing Keys already after Monteith drives in RBIs number 4 and 5 with his third double now since joining the club. Infield back now as the first pitch to Cirkonic misses up and away. After the mound visit, pitch here is inside. That moves it to 3-0 on Cirkonic. Might be taking all the way here. He is swinging and fouls it off to the right. So a 3-ball, 1-strike count. As Reeves looks in for the sign. Pitch is swung on and missed. That'll move the count back full. So we apologize. There was a late lineup change, it seems. As the payoff pitch to Sirkonic has swung on and missed. So after the mound visit, gets the strikeout, and that's the first out here in the first inning. We'll bring Irvin Escobar to the plate. First pitch to Escobar is fouled back. 340 hitter with 15 driven in for Escobar on the summer. And your RBI double in his Keys debut a few weeks back. Nothing in one pitch is down low to even things up at one. Other night against Williamsport, also flashed the cannon behind the plate, throwing out a couple of attempted base stealers. Now trying to extend this lead with the bat. 1-1 is inside, and that'll make it 2 balls and 1 strike. For Reeves entering play, 18 and two-thirds innings, 14 hits. Opponents were hitting just 209 against him. Had given up just 3 runs, 2 of them earned. All summer, already finds himself behind 3-0 here, however. 2-1 pitch is down and in near the feet of Escobar, and one miss away from, again, loading the bases. 1 run scored on the DeRigi hit-by-pitch. 2 more on the Monteith double. A 3-1 pitch is up and away, ball 4. And another walk loads the bases. That is the third walk. And it'll bring Indiana Stanley to the plate. A set at the belt. First pitch from Reeves is up high to Indiana Stanley, who is getting the start in left field today, a 273 hitter with 6 driven in. Rene Rivera coaching at third base for the Keys, Trevant Johnson at first. One-oh pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball that time, 1 ball and 1 strike. Sets at the belt, 1-1 pitch is tapped back towards the middle, and that'll sneak through for a hit. 1 run is in. Here comes Monteith behind him. Throw comes to third, and it's late. It's a 2-run double for Indiana Stanley. Escobar up to third, and it is 5-0 Keys. Still with just 1 out in the first inning. It'll actually be a single and second on the throw for Stanley, so a 2-run single. Still second and third. Here's A.J. Shaver, who swings and fouls it back. Nothing one. A.J. Shaver, 283 hitter, 3 homers, and 7 driven in. And on deck is Bryce Arnold, who started this game with a walk for the Keys. Only just one out recorded since then. Nothing in one pitch to Shaver is up high, and that'll even things at one. As Santos, just to stay loose, is tossing lightly in the Keys bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Down and in near the feet of Shaver. Didn't quite hit him, though, so it's 2-1. 5-0 already. 5 runs on 3 hits for the Keys, and that'll bring another mound visit. As Lieber will go out to the mound to talk with his pitcher, and action in the bullpen for the Black Bears. Try to get a number on it, and that is actually Dawson Taylor who's throwing. So Taylor, who was supposed to start this game, will now throw. It's a elongated visit, and out from behind the plate is the home plate umpire, Brad Reedy. 2-1 count on Shaver. Shaver ground ball foul towards the dugout. That'll make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. The corners will stay in against Shaver with the even count. Santos getting through a few tosses in just to stay warm. 2-2. Shaver in the air, center field. Escobar will tag. Verduzco in center, camps under it. Makes the catch. Throw will come into third. Stanley holds it second. In to score is Escobar. And on the sack fly from Shaver, it is 6-0 Keys. And now Bryce Arnold will turn things around. Go back to the top of the order. He led off this inning with a walk. Came around to score on DeRiggi's hit by pitch. That sac fly did induce the second out, but Stanley stays on second. First pitch, Arnold swings and misses. A good breaking ball. Slider that time at 75-0-1. One pitch. Arnold will take the knees for strike two. 6 runs on 3 hits for the Keys here in this first inning. Look back a second. 0-2 pitch is off the plate away. As Liebert behind the plate just has to stab at it. The 1-2 is in the dirt, blocked again. That'll even things up at 2. A bit of cloud cover now over the Nimmo Field skies. But the 2-2 to Bryce Arnold is on the ground. Third base side and fair. That'll go into the corner. Indiana Stanley will score. It's 7-0. Keys on his way to second is Arnold with an RBI double. And now Luca Danos will be the batter. That will be the end of the line for Reeves in this one. So we will take a break, and when we come back, the new pitcher will come into the game. It is 7-0 Keys here on the Keys Radio Network.
Hey, Hey, Keys fans. Get up-to-date highlights, news, and more from the Frederick Keys all season long by following us on social media. You'll find team updates, upcoming promotional events, and behind-the-scenes content you won't find anywhere else. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Frederick Keys for live game updates every night. And find us on TikTok at Frederick Keys Baseball for special content featuring Coyote and players. You can even subscribe to our YouTube channel and like us on Facebook for content such as Unlocking the Keys podcast. Never miss the action? Follow the Keys on social media today.
Frederick's new team is here, and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action in 2023. Can't make it to the ballpark? You can listen to every Frederick Atlantic League home game online at frederickatlanticleague.com. Tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch for the IBEW pregame show, getting you set for the ninth matchup. Stick around for the Musket Ridge postgame show to catch up on all things Atlantic League, Major League Baseball's premier partner league. Stay tuned in all year long on the Frederick Baseball Network.
Here's the 1-0. Fastball drilled deep to left field, way back, and that ball is gone. No doubt about that one. A solo home run for Matt Wieters, his second of the ball game, and the Frederick Keys now lead this one 6-1.
FlexPacks are back for the 2023 season. Our FlexPacks allow the ultimate flexibility to book your baseball experience this season. Each FlexPack includes 10 undated ticket vouchers to use when you want. Use 10 for one game or spread them out across an array of 88 home games this year at Nemeo Field. You can even split your plan between both the Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League club. Get your FlexPack today by calling us at 301-815-9900.
Looking for an unforgettable birthday experience? The Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club offer a clean, safe, and exciting environment to celebrate your child's birthday. The exciting combination of baseball and birthdays will make your experience at Nemeo Field one to remember this season. All birthday parties include 10 field seats, 10 hot dogs, 10 cupcakes, as well as chips and drinks. Each party guest will also receive 5 Fun Zone tickets. For more information, give us a call at 301-815-9900 and book your birthday today.
The pitch, and the old one chopped over the hill.
Luca Danos will come to play for the second time here in this first inning. After Bryce Arnold's double makes it a 7-0 game and chases Reeves from the game, Danos' first swing is into left field for a hit. Arnold will be held at third as the throw comes into the cutoff man. Luca Danos on for the second time in the inning, his first hit. As now the 12th man of the inning will come to the plate in Kendry Maduro. As the Keys staff begins to assemble around the tarp. Give you a sign of what's potentially to come. First pitch to Maduro is fouled back. No rain quite yet, as fans are still sticking in their seats. I can't usually see it from here, but when I see the mass exodus, that's usually when I know it's coming. The Keys offense has made it rain, for what it's worth. 7 runs on 5 hits. First, this one to Maduro is down low, and that'll make it 1-1. Maduro got the first hit of this inning with a single back in the first. Earlier in the first, rather. 1-1 is up and away. So, final line on Reeves. Book not completely closed yet. He's responsible for Arnold, but 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits. Already 7 runs, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, and a hit batter. 2-1, throw over, and Danis is back in standing. Austin Taylor was on the original lineup card that I snapped a picture of earlier this afternoon, and here comes some of the rain. Not quite heavy yet, but 2-1. Maduro hits it hard and foul towards the Fun Zone area where I hurt my hip yesterday. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. It's Danos on first, Arnold on third. Pitch is down low. That'll move the count full and get Danos moving on the pitch. what it's worth, they shut off the scoreboard. It's back. 3-2 to Maduro. Runner goes on the ground to shortstop, Tucker Fields. Pumps, now throws to first, and it's in time to get Maduro and end this inning. But the Keys send 12 to the plate and score 7 runs on 5 hits. They strand 2, and we go to the second inning. It's 7-0 here on the Keys Radio Network.
Out to Nimio Field this summer, 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nimio Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Looking for a great place to stay on your next trip to Frederick? Choose Plumbunden Hospitality Partners. Located on the Westview Promenade, stay at the luxurious Courtyard by Marriott, Fairfield Inn, Residence Inn, or Town Place Suites. All 4 hotels are within walking distance from one another, so choose the brand that best fits your travel needs. Additionally, all 4 hotels are located off of major highways and are close to 3 major airports, making Plumbunden Hospitality Partners the perfect fit for travelers. For reservations, call 301-695-5051. That's 301-695-5051.
Tarp is going on to the field as we go, before we start the top of the second inning, as the key staff is trying to get it on. Nolan Santos was out on the mound as the only one on the field for the Keys in between innings and was very visibly upset when Rene Rivera came out to tell him to go back to the dugout. And you have to feel for Santos. He's been having a phenomenal summer, and this would be perhaps the last time he will throw for the Keys, and having it cut short by the rain is unfortunate, but that is the sad reality of baseball. We will wait it out, but when we come back, we will take a look at some scores from around Major League Baseball and then try to sort out an answer here as to when we may play again. But for now, we are in a rain delay. Tarp is going onto the field, and you're listening to the Keys Radio Network.
Hey, kids. Come out to Nemeo Field for the best experience of your summer. The Frederick Keys and the Frederick Atlantic League team offer exclusive activities tailored to meet the interests of kids every Sunday fun day, presented by Goodwill. Spend time in our fun zone riding the carousel or playing in our bounce houses. Kids even have a chance to run the bases, just like the players, after every home game. Come out to experience Sunday fun day with us and enjoy a catch on the field before the game. Don't miss out on a summer full of the hottest activities. Call our box office today at 301-815-9939 and see you at the ballpark all season long for Sunday Fun Day, presented by Goodwill.
Looking for a cold beer when you come out to Nimio Field this summer? 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nimio Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Make a game at Nimio Field the site of your next group outing. The Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club have a variety of great options to choose from. Take in a game from the Flying Dog Hop deck in left field or the courtyard area on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game, the Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view, and you can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first base and third base lines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
Mark Higgins drives this one high in the air and deep to right field. This ball is way back, and this ball is gone.
Hey, Frederick baseball fans. Get up-to-date highlights, news, and more from the Frederick Atlantic League Club all season long by following us on social media. You'll find team updates, upcoming promotional events, and behind-the-scenes content you won't find anywhere else. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FrederickALPB for live game updates every night. Make sure to give us a like on Facebook as well at FrederickALPB for more exclusive content throughout the season, like highlights, recaps, player interviews, and more. Don't miss a moment of the action this season. Follow us on social today.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles,
especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day.
Tickets for firework nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Calling all youth baseball and softball players. Next time you come to a game at Nimio Field, be sure to wear your uniform. Wearing your uniform will earn you a free ticket to any Sunday through Thursday home game all season long, with kids courtesy admission sponsored by Weinberg Center for the Arts. Tickets must be purchased at the box office on the day of the game. Additionally, each child must be accompanied by an adult. For more information about tickets and promotions, give us a call at 301-815-9939.
They used to have seats back there. Here's the 1-1, grounded back up the middle. Diving is Scorpion Gloves, flips to Machado, a throw to first. It's two! An incredible double play! Can you believe it? Scope diving on the ground, losing his glasses in back of second, flipping to Machado, who spun around with a rocket throw, and they turn a phenomenal double play.
This is Osvaldo Abreu, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.
With lightning in the area, they're again advising all fans to take cover. And again, we will have to cut this audio stream at the very least, but stay tuned to social media channels, and of course, if you're watching on the Pick Flat stream, check in to see, you know, what the situation is. If you still see the tarp on the field, obviously we are not playing baseball. During the break, they are currently airing a phenomenal piece that ESPN put together on Dennis Kasumba and his story that actually just premiered today, I believe. So that is playing out front right now, but take a look at some scores from around Major League Baseball. There's only a few games in action this early in the day. The Orioles and the Twins were the peacock game, and the Orioles are looking to avoid a sweep today with a trail 1-0 against the Twins in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pirates and Brewers just underway, scoreless in the bottom of the first. Padres and Reds just underway, as well as are the Phillies and Nats and Red Sox and Blue Jays. Marlins and Twins as well. Slate for the rest of the day: Royals Dodgers at 2:10, Cardinals Yankees at 2:15, Rangers Astros at 2:35. At 3:10, it is the Rockies and Tigers, Angels and Diamondbacks at 4:07, Oakland and Chicago at 4:07. Seattle hosts Tampa Bay at 4:10. The Cubs host Cleveland at 5:05. And the Sunday night baseball game, Mets and Giants from Citi Field at 7:10. A former Frederick Key was named an all-star starter. Jonah Heim of the Texas Rangers beating out Orioles fan favorite Adley Rutschman for the spot. But taking a look at the rosters for each side, Jonah Heim, of course, getting the start behind the plate for the Rangers. Rangers have four leaders this year, but Heim, in addition to fantastic defense, hitting .279 with 11 homers for the Major League's highest scoring offense in the Rangers. On the NL side, it is Sean Murphy getting his first All-Star start after being traded from the A's to the Braves this season, hitting .289 with 13 homers and 44 driven in, beat out Will Smith for that spot. First baseman for the National League is Freddie Freeman. Beat out Matt Olson, but Freddie having another great year, leading the league with 27 doubles, hitting .317 with 14 homers. He's the first Dodgers first baseman that will start an All-Star game since Steve Garvey did it in 1980. For the AL side, Yandy Diaz becomes just the fourth position player in the history of Major League fourth player in the history of the Rays franchise to start an All-Star game. League leader in OBP at .407, hitting .322. So Yandy Diaz beats out Vlad Jr. for that spot. Second base is Luis Arraez of the Miami Marlins for the National League, continuing to flirt with a .400 batting average, which will be incredible if he's able to do that. We talked about that on the broadcast. He would be the first person in over 70 years to do so in Major League Baseball. Right now, hitting .396. Marcus Semien of the Rangers starting at second base for the American League. He hit .282 this year, 55 driven in, and leads the American League with 65 runs scored. At the hot corner, it is Nolan Arenado, the always astounding defender, but he's hitting .311 with 13 homers and 35 driven in. Had a really slow start to the year, but past 40 games, he has surged. So he beats out Austin Riley. Josh Jung beats out Matt Chapman. He leads all rookies in home runs, RBIs, and runs scored this season. So first All-Star selection for the rookie. National League Orlando Arcia beats out plenty of established shortstops for the starting nod. Hitting .303 with 6 homers and 26 RBIs, was off to the start of a career year, and we thought an injury might have stifled that, but Arcia gets his first All-Star start, as does Corey Seager, who got a big contract just 2 years ago and is part of why the Rangers have been so successful. He's hitting .342 with 9 homers, 18 doubles, and 44 driven in over 38 games since he returned from injury. A lot of people thought that injury might have pushed him back, but he beat out Bo Bichette for that shortstop spot. DH is J.D. Martinez for the Dodgers, getting a career resurgence this year for the boys in blue with 18 homers, 51 driven in. And Shohei Ohtani, I don't really need to say much about Ohtani. If you're a baseball fan, you know what he's doing. 28 homers, a .659 slugging. He beats out Brandon Belt for the DH spot. Outfield for the National League is Ronald Acuna Jr., Mookie Betts, and the rookie Corbin Carroll. For the American League outfielders, Mike Trout, Randy Arozarena, and Aaron Judge. So again, in a rain delay here, not sure about when we will resume, but there were players hugging and saying goodbye just in case. Between the Black Bears and the Keys. If this is the last of the game today, make sure to join us tomorrow, 5:50 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the fireworks extravaganza, our Independence Day celebration here at Nimio Field with a triple fireworks show after the game. So if you want to see him for yourself, be sure to visit frederickkeys.com or call the box office 301-815-9939. As the Keys and the Black Bears are currently in a rain delay. Keys lead at 7-0. And before we take a break, we'll take a look at how the Keys got this started. Two straight walks to start the inning by Bryce Arnold and Luca Danos, followed by a Kendrick Maduro single, which loaded the bases. Brendan Dorigi was hit by a pitch, which scored Arnold. Then Pat Monteith doubled in both Danos and Maduro. After Irvin Escobar walks to load the bases again, Indiana Stanley hits a two-run single, eventually comes home to score on a, Escobar comes home to score on a sacrifice fly from A.J. Shaver. Bryce Arnold knocks in one more with a double of his own. Dano singles before Maduro grounded out to end the inning. So 7 runs, 5 hits in the inning for the Keys. They did strand 2 on base, but if we do resume play, it'll be with a 7-0 Keys lead. Again, stay tuned to social media channels and our website, as well as this Pixelot stream, to find out when we are returning. But For now, we are in a rain delay, lightning in the area, and we'll be right back with more on the Keys Radio Network. If not, we will talk to you tomorrow. Again, 6 o'clock, first pitch, 5:50 for the pregame, as the Trenton Thunder come back to town. The final game of the first half at Nimio Field for this rendition of the Keys. So if you want to come out and support these guys one more time, highly encourage you to do so, as you will catch a phenomenal fireworks show afterwards as well. Jake Ness signing off. Hopefully we can talk to you later today, but for now we will sign off as we're in a rain delay here on the Keys Radio Network.